I read a fascinating tshuva by Rav Rimon. Someone asked him that someone pledged on the internet to give a certain amount of tzedakah, and now he doesn't have the funds to give the tzedakah. So he told the rabbi, "I made a vow to give tzedakah." So he wants to know, what's the right text for Ataras Adarim? Is it the same Ataras Adarim that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, or does he need to do a specific type of Ataras Adarim? And so the way Rav Rimon went about answering this question, he said, first of all, when it comes to tzedakah, in post-game tzedakah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Nedarim, Siman Reish Gimel Seif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says in post-game tzedakah, if people are collecting tzedakah, v'tzarech livsok imam, and they're pledging tzedakah, and he's pledging with them, yomar bli neder, you say bli neder. If you don't say bli neder, then it's considered a neder. Even if you don't say, I hereby promise to give tzedakah. If you say, I'm going to give tzedakah, so that is viewed as a neder. So the question is now, maybe when we do Ataras Adarim, could that come to annul the vow that we do every year? So the truth is, when we do Ataras Adarim in Erev Rosh Hashanah, we are annulling those vows other than that which we know about. If you know about a vow, then you have to specify what the vow was and try to annul it. The Ataras Adarim that we do in Erev Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim of the past are only for Nedarim that we don't know about. But the Ataras Adarim also has at the end of it what's called the Molda'a, where you basically say, I hereby nullify vows in the coming year. So maybe that works. So the answer is maybe it does, because there's actually the Machlokas Rishonim, how this Molda'a works when you're annulling vows in the that you make in the future years. In Yoredeya, Siman Reish Yud Aleph Sif Beis, so the Shulchan Aruch cites both opinions, both opinion of the Rosh and the Rambam. According to the Rosh, if I make this Molda in the beginning of the year, then during the year I make a Neder, and I don't realize, I forget that I made this Molda in the beginning of the year, which we would say the Molda cancels it. The only way you can make a ned, if I did this molda in the beginning of the year, where I'm hereby saying all my nedarim that I'm going to make for the next year are considered canceled, according to the Rosh, the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that statement is valid for a neder that you don't realize that when you make the neder, you forget that, oh, I made this molda in the beginning of the year. So according to that opinion, it should work to annul when I wrote on the internet that I'm going to pledge $1,000. Because I didn't remember at that time the molda that I made in the beginning of the year. However, the Rambam says, no, this molda, this statement, that all the darim that I promise for next year are going to be batal, going to be canceled, it's a very limited application. It only applies in a situation where I made a neder, and within a few seconds, Tolka de Dibor, within a few seconds, I remember that I made this molda in the beginning of the year, so now I can cancel the neder. But other than that, you can't cancel a neder. At least, or the neder is not canceled for the molda that you made in the beginning of the year. And therefore, if you say that, you're stuck. You would have to affirmatively try to go in front of a chacham or three people to expressly annul the pledge you made on the internet. Not so fast, though. So the Minchas Shlomo, Simon Tzadi Aleph, says, no, this halacha, that a molda doesn't work, except in these limited circumstances, only applies with an explicit neder. You say, I promise to give so-and-so. I promise to do so-and-so. However, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if it's an implicit neder, you write, like here, you're not explicitly saying, I hereby make a neder. Or with a dvar mitzvah. You're engaging in mitzvah. You're writing down that you're going to give. But it's not an explicit neder. For this, the modal can work to annul that vow. The only other issue is whether when the person told the rabbi, oh, I made a neder because I wrote on the internet a pledge. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Seif Beis, writes that just saying that I made a neder is not a neder. If you say that I made a neder, and in fact you did not make a neder, so that what you said is just what's called Sipur Devarim, you're just saying things. And therefore, it doesn't count. So bottom line is, the person wants, he can make an explicit Atar Sadarim, but technically, because he only wrote it, that he's going to pledge this X amount, and then he realized he went on hard times, didn't have the funds, so therefore, he doesn't need an official Hatar Sadarim other than what he does on Erev Rosh Hashanah.